We can see how the affiliate businesses, the way it's been changing the life of the people, and what's been the setback along many is thinking and believing that all of the affiliate and online business are a scam. So that generalization mindset, it's been just a stumbling block among the young generation, particularly the youth. They think, oh, that someone is just acting life, and after discovering the truth that, oh, that guy wasn't acting our life, that is when they stand up and back themselves into the business. But they don't know that in whatever called online business, without coming in a little time or without grabbing up the time. So procrastination always in business is a killer. It's a destination point, stumbling block. The money, it can be made only by jumping so early in the time. If you hear the business is just going, it's just prevailing, you sit down just on a few days, on a few hours, you understand the business, it might be just as it seems, or it might be not really. You decide so quick as possible. But if you say, oh, I will decide tomorrow, and the tomorrow is only there, it exists in the more days increasing, the more tomorrow's increasing. So if tomorrow was tomorrow, and if the next day comes, it never become tomorrow again. The next tomorrow will be, the next day will be tomorrow. So always, so if you invite the procrastinator, you always, always think, oh, I have my tomorrow. So business, it doesn't want some people who procrastinate likely to postpone whatever they think about. You think that you want to change everything. You can't change anything if you keep saying, oh, tomorrow is there, tomorrow is there. And tomorrow is tomorrow along with plan, with the so-called plan B or plan C. The alternative plans also are the dream killers in terms of the business and any other thing that you do. If you say, oh, I will do something tomorrow, and you say, oh, my tomorrow will be better, it sometimes happens, it doesn't become better as you thought. And if you put that you'll be having another plans, it's likely that your first plan will be put on a drain, and so it will cease. So if you want to kill your existing plan, is just invest into more alternative plans. So I'm discouraging the alternative plans, and I'm saying that if you set your mind on doing something, make sure that you whatever it takes until you pursue that the thing that you think or you wanted to do for a bit longer time. And another thing that I've been just saying, a string program, particularly the network business, that I've been experiencing with most of the youth, is that most of the youth, they think that whatever thing they do is just craving for a rapid business, rapid richness. So they enter the business, they think, oh, I'm just trading another week until before I become a millionaire. You can't become a millionaire or a billionaire within a short span of time. So whatever it takes you to the better destination, it needs much passion and dedication. You dedicate your time and you spend your minutes just clean preparing the process, and always the strong base, that is the only thing that can make anything prosper for so long or last for so long. So if you are building a weak foundation, trust me that you can't go anywhere. But if you think that you want to go somewhere and you want to establish something strong, make sure that you start with the strongest base. Strongest foundation. That is the only thing that can make you prosper in whatever thing that you do. So let's not do our things in such a hurry. We do it in such quickly way that we want to be somewhere within a short period of time. You are sure we embrace tomorrow will be. But don't feel that investing in doing a thing hardly, performing smartly, you won't reach to the point that you think, no, you can become where you want to go. But the only thing is just counting your actions versus your persistence and an input that you invest in doing what you want to do. So we're coming back to the online business. Online business can become something very money generating to the youth, particularly those who are particularly whose their mind employment oriented. If you are unemployment mindset, you can become so different within a short period of time, but you're unemployed when you're investing more your energy in an affiliate business. You create a team, and the team will be always seeking, just finding and it brings something to you. So we've been just witnessing a lot of boys and girls changing their life while they're at the university, becoming a university, the student, university student millionaires. They devoted their time in the business, spend much energy, making money while they're studying. And at the end of the day, they come up with something. But for those whose foundation is strong, they find that they never losing their direction even after completing their studies. But for those who had their foundation weak, they never prosper. Only finding having a million within 4 or 6 months is a lot. Then after they turn into a broke, becoming a broke. So you can become a broker again. In whatever means, if you think that you never created a stronger foundation, you can convert your weak foundation into a stronger one, because the strongest base is built around diversification of investment. You don't say you're only going to trade maybe oil, fuel, and then you depend everything on the fuel. You can diversify by maybe investing in different industries, factory industries, and other thing. But if you think that you are only fitted with what you do, so that is why a lot of the employed people, they are trailing behind. They do not have enough money because they never diversified what they get. Only they think, oh, next month I'll be paid, the last month I'll be paid money. You be paid money only to make you live, but it's gonna not take you somewhere where you wanna go. So next time I'll be speaking about how we can transform the world into the better thing that we've been admiring for so long time. So thank for having me. In a short time, we have an entire minute with a lot of worthwhile words and contents. So let us meet the next session, where we'll be speaking about with other worthwhile and constructive content that be taking or unlocking someone's mindset. So thank you. This is Jumbrel Massif with Sonaway. I'm welcoming you to the next one. The end of this, the starting of the new one. We can see how the affiliate businesses are the way it's been changing the life of the people, and what's been the setback along many is thinking and believing that all of the affiliate and online businesses is scam. So that generalization mindset, it's been just a stumbling block among the young generation, particularly the youth. they think, oh, that someone is just acting life, and after discovering the truth that, oh, that guy wasn't acting our life, that is when they stand up and back themselves into the business. But they don't know that in whatever called online business, without coming in, you know, a little time, or without grabbing up the time. So procrastination always in any business is a killer. It's the destination point, stumbling block. So money, it can be made only by jumping so early in the time. If you heal the business, it's just going, it's just prevailing. You sit down just on a few days, on a few hours. You understand the business, it might be just as it seems, or it might be not really. You decide so quick as possible. But if you say, oh, I will decide tomorrow, and tomorrow is already there, it exists in the more days increasing, the more tomorrow's increasing. So if tomorrow was tomorrow, and if the next day comes, it never become tomorrow again. The next tomorrow would be, the next day would be tomorrow. So always, so if you invite the procrastinator, you always always think, oh, I'm gonna have my tomorrow. So business doesn't want some people that procrastinate who likely to postpone whatever they think about of. You think that you want to change everything. You can't change anything if you keep saying, oh, tomorrow there, tomorrow there. And tomorrow is tomorrow along with plan, with the so-called plan B or plan C. The alternative plans also are the dream killers in terms of the business. And any other thing that you do. If you say, oh, I will do something tomorrow, and you say, oh, my tomorrow be better, it sometimes happens, it doesn't become better as you thought. And if you put that you'll be having another plans, it's likely that your first plan will be put on a drain, and so it will cease. So if you want to kill your existing plan, is just invest into more alternative plans. So I'm discouraging the alternative plans, and I'm saying that if you set your mind on doing something, make sure that you whatever it takes until you pursue that the thing that you think, oh, you wanted to do for a bit longer time. And another thing that I've been just saying, a string broken particular to the network business that I've been experiencing with most of the youth is that most of the youth, they think that, you know, whatever thing they do is just craving for a rapid business, rapid richness. Yeah, so they enter the business, they think, oh, I'm just trading another week until before I become a millionaire. You can't become a millionaire or a billionaire within a short span of time. So whatever it takes you to the better destination, it needs much passion and dedication. You dedicate all time and you spend your money just clean, preparing the process. And always the strong base, that is the only thing that can make anything prosper for so long or last for so long. So if you are building a weak foundation, trust me that you can't go anywhere. But if you think that you want to go somewhere and you want to establish something strong, make sure that you start with the strongest base. Strongest foundation. That is the only thing that can make you prosper in whatever thing that you do. So let's not do our things in such a hurry. We doing in such quickly way that we want to be somewhere within a short period of time. You are sure we embrace tomorrow, that or tomorrow will be. But don't feel that investing in doing things hardly, performing smartly, you won't reach to the point that you think, no, you can become where you want to go. But The only thing is just counting your actions versus your persistence and input that you invest in doing what you wanna do. So well, coming back to the online business, online business can become something very money generating to the youth, particularly those who are those particularly whose their minds are employment oriented. If you are unemployment oriented unemployment oriented mindset, you can become so different within a short period of time, background employee, when you invest in more your energy in an affiliate business. You create a team, and the team will be always seeking, just finding and it brings something to you. So we've been just witnessing a lot of boys and girls changing their life while they're at the university, become the university, the student, university student millionaires. They devoted their time in the business, spend much energy making money while they're studying. And at the end of the day, they come up with something. But for those whose the foundation for those whose the foundation is strong, they find that they never losing their direction even after completing their studies. But for those who had their foundation weak, they never prosper. The only finding they have a million within 4 or 6 months is that then after they turn into a broke, becoming a broke. So you can become a broke again, whatever means, if you think that you never created a stronger foundation, you can convert your weak foundation into a stronger one, because the strongest base is built around diversification of investment. You don't say you're only going to trade maybe oil, fuel, then you depend everything on the fuel. You can diversify by maybe investing in different industries, factory industries, and other thing. But if you think that you are only fitted with what you do, that is why a lot of the employed people, they are trailing behind. They do not have enough money because they never diversified what they get. Only they think, oh, next month I'll be paid, the last month I'll be paid money. You be paid money only to make you live, but it's gonna not take you somewhere where you wanna go. So next time I'll be speaking about how we can transform the world into the better thing that we've been admiring for so long time. So thanks for having me in a short time. We have a ton of minutes with a lot of worthwhile words and contents. So let us meet the next session where we'll be speaking about with other worthwhile and con and constructive content that be taking or unlocking someone's mindset. So thank you. This is Jumbo Dalmasi for Sonarwe. I'm welcoming you to the next one. The end of this, the starting of the new one.